Welcome to Celebrating Holidays with Angie Mosteller. Today's program is from the Celebrating Christmas series. Let's join Angie as she discusses the history of wreaths.
Though wreaths were well known throughout the ancient world, it appears that the people of Northern Europe were the first to specifically associate them with the winter season. For a region that experienced long hours of darkness and cold in the winter, wreaths brought a sense of hope into the home. These early wreaths were made of wheels, probably wooden wheels used on carts, and decorated with greenery and lights. The pagans of Northern Europe believed that the sun was a wheel that would roll away from them and then turn back toward them in repeating cycles. Interestingly, the term Yuletide is probably derived from a word meaning turning time of the sun. When the sun reached its farthest point away from the earth and the days were coldest and darkest, pagans began their winter solstice rituals in the hope that the sun would turn back toward them. Perhaps the tradition of the wreath originated in the belief that a wheel filled with greenery and light would inspire the god of light to turn the wheel of the sun back toward earth. Then the light of day could grow longer and the landscape could grow greener. Even as Northern Europeans converted to Christianity, wreaths continued to decorate their homes during the winter season. With time, these wreaths became distinctly Christian in their symbolism. Since their circular shape had no beginning or end, they could serve as a reminder of the eternal God and the life without end offered to whoever believed in the sun. Since wreaths were made of evergreens, trees that survived the death of winter, they could symbolize the immortality of God and the souls of men. Lastly, the light of a wreath could represent Jesus, who said, "I am the light of the world." Though Northern Europeans naturally came to associate their wreaths with Christmas, it is unclear how the wreaths came to be associated with Advent, the time of preparation for Christmas. Generally, scholars credit a 19th century German theologian named Johann Heinrich Wickern with creating the modern Advent wreath. Wickern was passionate about urging Christians to minister to the physical and social as well as spiritual needs of people. He was a man who put his teaching into practice, and one of his many acts of social service included the founding of a home for poor children called the Rough House in the city of Hamburg. Tradition holds that as Christmas approached each year, the children would daily inquire about its arrival. In 1839, Wickern ingeniously thought to use a wreath as a teaching tool. For each Sunday of Advent, Wickern positioned a large white candle in a wreath made from a cartwheel. For every other day in between, Wickern placed a small red candle in the wreath. Each day, Wickern would light a candle and teach the children about Jesus. Thus, the children had a visual means to help them count the days until Christmas, and Wickern had an opportunity to help draw their focus to the purpose of Christmas. His idea was a success, and with time, it spread throughout Europe and on to North America.
Thank you for joining the Celebrating Christmas program with Angie Mosteller. If you would like more information about Christmas history, please visit celebratingholidays.com.